Thank you for choosing to listen to the Scripture Thought Podcast, where we talk about life and love and everything in between, with insights from Scripture and experience and just life in general. Come enjoy the journey with us. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of him? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You have made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. That was Psalm 8. David was a man of innumerable emotions, both good and bad. And he's the one who wrote these words. He felt that he was blessed by God and actively chose to praise and worship him. God gave him joy and peace. But God also had David endure pain, hardship, struggle, and even neglect. I admire David for many reasons, and one of them is, as I've discussed in the past, because he was not afraid to express himself, whether the joy or the anger that he felt. David frequently praised God in one breath, and then cursed his enemies and even asked God to nuke them, so to speak, in the next, and then pleaded with God for having left him and neglected him. Granted, God obviously never actually left or neglected David. That's just how David felt. And it's important to consider. The way that we feel, no matter how accurate or not, reflects the reality that we view as truth. And that leads me into a short story that I wanted to share with you. So as most of you know, I am one of six kids. So as you might imagine, things were sometimes crazy in my house growing up. There was always something going on and happening and things running wild all over the place. And because of such a wild amount of life that was always happening, there were times when I felt somewhat invisible in my own home. There were times when there was absolutely necessary focus elsewhere. I understand that. But because of that, it felt like I was less important, and it left me feeling bitterly alone. This was something that I struggled with for the better part of a decade, at least. I was lonely. I felt invisible. I felt unimportant. As I grew, I coped in ways that were terrible and unhealthy. I lived in a way that I wouldn't desire for anyone. It was a dark period of my life, and I'm still sad to look back and remember how much hurt and sadness I felt back then. Another part of this puzzle of intrigue is that my birthday happens to fall just before Christmas. And so couple that with the fact that half of my family growing up also had birthdays in that same week. It sort of took away the individuality, the differentiation, and the uniqueness that kids need and crave. So it was most often combined Christmas and birthday, or combined birthday celebrations. And as a parent now, I totally understand it. We've done similar things, especially when you're living modestly. So I get it. But feelings are feelings. So as an adult, I grew to hate my birthday, because I'd come to accept that it simply wasn't important, and that no one cared to celebrate me individually. Again, feelings are feelings, no matter how true or not they might be. So my birthday was something that I came to dread for a long time. That is, until I met Stacia. When we were first together, she was the first person in a very long time to go completely out of the way to celebrate me as an individual. She made my birthday special again. Now, having been married for over a decade, there have been amazing birthdays, and there have been some that were less than amazing still. And this last one was one of the latter. It was not ideal. There was a lot going on. There was a lot of tragedy close to our family. A lot of busyness, along with me actually being sick on my actual birthday. It just made this year feel really not great. I felt let down and sad, and I was reminded of those old feelings of dread that I had been so familiar with. It made for a very difficult day for me. However, there was a gift given to me that is so meaningful, and it came in the form of my sweet wife. You see, as long as I can remember, my incredible in-laws do big fancy birthday dinners for everyone. Now, unfortunately, because of everything going on, this last birthday of mine, which happened to be my 40th birthday, it was the first time I didn't get a birthday dinner. And while I understood because of everything going on, I was still sad and disappointed, even though I tried not to share those feelings. But get this. As you know, we just celebrated Easter. And as each year goes, we always get to also celebrate Stacia right around the same time, as her birthday is the first week of April. So without saying anything to me, making it such an amazing surprise, Stacia worked in cahoots with her family to have her birthday dinner be a surprise birthday dinner for me. So for a few months, she had been planning with her mom to make this special day that is supposed to be all about her, instead to be all about me. That is not something that you'll often find from anyone. She went out of her way to sacrifice her day to give it to me. She didn't even flinch. When her mom asked what she wanted, she said she wanted to celebrate me. Who does that? But that's the kind of woman that she is. She loves me that much, somehow. I'm not sure how. I don't know how I got that lucky, but I did. So why is this important then? Why is this a story that I decided to share with you today? And how does it connect with the psalm I read at the top? Well, look at one of the final verses of the psalm. It indicates these beautiful words. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. But why is that important or relevant to this story? Well, like David, I'm a man of many emotions. That's not something I try to hide anymore. There was a brief season of my life when I thought that my emotions were too much for some. And there were even moments when people told me that I felt things too passionately, and it made friendship with me difficult. So like David, I was passionate, and I struggled in that area. But now, I'm happy to be like David in another area as well. While he was passionate and never worried about expressing his feelings, despite the circumstances, he always praised God as well. It might have been directly followed or preceded by prayers for God to overthrow his enemy or pleading with God as to why he'd forgotten him. But he always praised God for the blessings all around him in life. That is what I'm currently striving to do. There are so many things in life that I have simply taken for granted for too long now. And I love the joy that it brings to recognize all the blessings that I have. What is man that you are mindful of him is a question that I've asked God countless times about myself. What am I that I deserve any such love? And the simple answer is this. Because I'm his. And because of this, I am blessed with things, with people, with air to breathe, with music to lift my soul, with children to surprise me with little bits and pieces of God's grace, even when they're trying to kill each other or leaving my house in absolute shambles. And I'm also blessed with a wife who loves me enough to give up the prize of her own birthday to celebrate me, because she knows I'd missed it, and she knows that it meant so much to me. That is why I thought of all these things this week. That is why I went back to this passage and reflected on the joy that it represents, and the blessings that God has given me, regardless of whether I can see them clearly or not. But if nothing else, I just want to say that I for sure saw this blessing, Stacia. It was absolutely not lost on me, and I am so grateful that you have the heart that you do, and love me so much as to give me that sweet gift for my birthday, on your birthday. You really are the best. I love you. I'll be seeing you. Me. Thank you again for coming along on today's Scripture Thought Podcast journey. Your support is very meaningful, and I appreciate you being here with me. Join me next time as we continue talking about life and love and everything in between.